नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायण नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवं सरस्वती व्यासं
देवं सरस्वती व्यासं
ततो जयामुदीरे नश्च प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी उमज्ञाभिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणलिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमामिष्टपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवाद पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो यस्टरडे वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट भगवद गीता इंट्रोडक्शन टू भगवद गीता एंड हाउ भगवद गीता इज एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द उपनिषद्स एंड इफ यू स्टडी द भगवद गीता यू डोंट हैव टू स्टडी एनी अदर उपनिषद्स। भगवद गीता He is spoken personally by Krishna, so you don't require any other scripture. And there are so many ways of gaining knowledge: pratyaksha praman, anuman praman, shabda praman. The best source of getting perfect knowledge is shabda praman. And we understood yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita that there are 5 subject matters: Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma. So Ishvara is the Supreme Lord, Jiva the living entity, Prakriti material nature, Kala the time, and Karma the activities. Today we are going to discuss about Jiva, the living entity. So we are trying to know so many things in this world. We are trying to know what is happening in the cricket field. We are trying to know what's happening in the political field. We are trying to know so many things in this world. We are forgetting to know who is knowing those things. Who is the knower? That we are forgetting to know. When I say I know this, or you know that, but who is knowing that? That I, no knowledge is there regarding that. Who am I? That is the question. So generally, we try to understand things, saying that I know this. But who am I? That is the subject matter. According to the Vedic literatures, that I am not this body. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. The soul is there within the body, but it cannot be seen. So today we are going to discuss about the soul. Before we discuss about the soul, we'll try to understand the proof of existence of soul. There are so many kinds of proofs of the existence of soul. We are going to talk about the 5 proofs of the existence of soul. Because these days people deny the very existence of soul. So today, we'll discuss about the five proofs of the existence of soul. The first proof. The first proof of the existence of soul is by common sense. By common sense, everybody can understand that there is something within the body which is making the body conduct all its activities. But it cannot be seen. So that is the speciality of the soul. So by common sense we can understand that the soul is existing in the body. When somebody expires, when somebody dies, we generally say, such and such a person passed away. In the newspaper this comes, is passed away. So what is the meaning of passed away? Passed away means he is not here, he is somewhere else. Like he passed out of this class, means he is not in this class anymore. He is passed out of the college, means he is not in this college anymore, he is in somewhere else, he is somewhere else. He passed away from this place, means he is not here, he is somewhere. So when we say he passed out of this body, means what? He is not in the body and he is somewhere else. Like when a small kid comes to the father and says, my dear father, why my grandfather is not waking up? The father says, beta, dadaji chale gaye. Now the grandson says, the son says to the father, oh my dear father, dadaji is still here, he is sleeping. Why don't you wake him up? And the father says, oh beta, dadaji chale gaye. And beta says, no, no, dadaji is here. But the father explains to the son, my dear son, dadaji has gone away, but what is there is his body. His body is lying here, but his grandfather, your grandfather, has left. So what you are seeing here is only the body of the grandfather. But your grandfather has left. He has passed away. Chale gaye. Dadaji chale gaye is karta kya hai? दादाजी चले गए लेकिन दादाजी का शरीर इधर रहा, इसका अर्थ क्या है? दादाजी में, दादाजी का शरीर में अंतर है. पिता बच्चे को समझाते हैं. The father explained to the son, my dear son, there is a distinct difference between your grandfather and your grandfather's body. What is lying here is grandfather's body. Grandfather has gone, he is somewhere else. So even by common sense we can understand, when somebody passes away, we use this word, he passed away from this body to another body. That itself shows that there is a distinction between me and my body. I am not this body. As much as I live in the house, I am living in this body. I am living in the house, I am not the house. I am living in the body, I am not this body. I am in the car, driving the car, I am not the car. To go and ask a person who is driving the car, you go and ask him, who are you? He says, I am Maruti. It is foolishness. He is driving a Maruti car, but he is not Maruti. He is sitting in the Maruti car, but he is not Maruti. In the same way, at present I am sitting in a woman's body, I am not a woman. At present, I am in a child's body, I am not a child. At present, I am in a man's body, I am not a man. At present, I may be in a Hindu body, I am not Hindu. All these things are body designations. To call, to say, I am a woman, I am a man, I am Hindu, I am Indian, this is as foolish as saying that I am Maruti, I am Tata. Just by living in a house, you don't become the house. At present, you are living in a house which is 2-bedroom flat, maybe. After some time, you buy a bigger house and stay in a 3 BHK. Just because you have changed the house doesn't mean you have changed. Changing the house doesn't make you change, you are still the same. Changing the car doesn't make you change, you are still the same. So it is looking at the mirror and say, oh, I am so beautiful. No, you are not beautiful, your body is beautiful. Oh, I am getting old. No, your body is getting old. So saying that I am so and so by looking at the mirror is foolishness. That is not our identity, it is my body. So the second proof of the existence of soul is this. First is by common sense. The second proof of the existence of the soul is by intuitive understanding, by logic. By logic you can understand that there is a soul which is beyond this body. Once Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya for this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he went to Dallas. In Dallas, Texas, we have a gurukul. There, a few children were sitting, and he called one boy, and he asked that boy, he took a pen from his boy and asked, whose pen is this? Prabhupada ji ne pucha ek bacche se, ye pen kiska hai? Then this boy told, this is my pen, ye pen mera hai. Then Prabhupada asked this boy, are you this pen? Boy got confused, what is this? I am not this pen. This is my pen. I am not this pen. So then Srila Prabhupada asked, okay, this is your pen and you are not this pen? Boy told, yes, I am not this pen, this is my pen. And Prabhupada caught his kurta and asked him, whose kurta is this? Then the child told, this is my kurta. Then Srila Prabhupada asked, are you this kurta? And then the boy told, no, I am not this kurta, I am, this is my kurta. Then Prabhupada caught hold of his hand and asked, whose hand is this? Then this boy told, this is my hand. Then Prabhupada asked, are you this hand? And the boy got confused, what is this question? These questions are a little bit strange. This is my hand, I am not the hand. Then Srila Prabhupada showed the head of the boy and told, whose head is this? And the boy told, this is my head, yeh sar toh mera hai. Then Prabhupada asked, are you this head? The boy told, I am not this head. This is my head. And further, Srila Prabhupada asked the boy, whose body is this? And this boy told, no, this is my body. Then Prabhupada asked, are you this body? Prabhupada ne kaha, main ye sharir, mera ye sharir. Prabhupada ne pucha, kya tum ye sharir ho? Then the boy started thinking, there is something fishy here. This is my pen, I am not this pen. This is my hand, I am not this hand. This is my hand, I am not this head. And this is my body, so I am not this body. There is a distinct difference between me and my pen, because it is my pen. There is a distinct difference between me and my body, because this is my body. I am living in this body. I am sitting in the car. So to consider the body to be me, that is ignorance. Ignorance means, in simple words, to consider this body to be me, myself. That is the problem. Now by intuitive understanding, we can establish that there is a distinct difference between me and my body. What I see in the mirror is not me. It is my body. When somebody becomes old, it is not this, he is becoming old. The body is becoming old. When somebody is a small boy, he is not a small boy. He is living in the body of a small boy. The body will grow. After some time, become youth, but still the person is the same. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaumaram Yavanam Jara Tada Dehantara Praptir Dhirastitra Mukhati. Kaumaram Yavanam Jara. The body passes, the soul passes from childhood to youth, youth to old age. You take a photograph of yourself when you are a small kid. Now you are a youth, or old age. Three photographs, the body has changed. But you are not changed. You are the same person in all the three phases. So that is why we should understand that there is a distinction between the body and the soul. Now somebody may say, oh, these are all word jugglery, you're just changing the words here and there. I'm actually this body, there's nothing beyond this body. Then we go for the third proof. The third proof of the existence of soul is this. That is, by the presence of consciousness, we can understand that there is something called soul. Consciousness, what is this? You are sitting in the chair. The chair doesn't tell anything to you. And if you are sitting on the lap of your friend, he would say, after some time, I am feeling pain, please sit down. So what is the thing which is there within you or your friend which makes him feel the pain? What is not there in the chair which makes the chair not feel the pain? When you kick a football, the football doesn't tell anything to you. But when you kick your friend, he'll kick you back. Why? Because your friend felt the pain. You go stand in front of the door and start abusing the door. The door doesn't react. But you abuse your friend or someone, they react. What is there within your friend or anyone who made him feel the pain and the insult? What is not there within the door by which he doesn't feel any pain or insult? It is the consciousness. The presence of consciousness in the body which makes this body feel something. Actually, body is always dead. But the presence of the soul in the body makes the body feel as if it is alive. So the presence of consciousness is a symptom of the soul, is the proof of the soul. The soul is there in the region of the heart. And it is emitting a light called consciousness, which is spreading throughout the body. Like the bulb is at one place. And the bulb is spreading its influence in the form of light everywhere. In the same way, the consciousness is spreading throughout the body and is emanating from the soul which is there in the region of the heart. The consciousness flows through the blood to the different parts of the body. Wherever the blood is flowing, consciousness is there. Jahan jahan khun behta hai, udhar chetna hai. So wherever the blood is flowing, that is where we are able to feel. We are able to feel pleasure and pain because the blood is flowing and through the blood the consciousness is flowing. When you cut the nails, you don't feel the pain. When you cut your finger, you feel the pain. Why? Because when you cut the finger, the blood is there and the consciousness is there and the feeling is there. But when you cut the nails, there is no blood, there is no consciousness, hence no pain. So this is the third proof of the existence of soul, the presence of consciousness. Some people say, no, this consciousness is also a product of matter. Few chemicals get together and the combination of chemicals reaches to a certain level of complexity. Then it gives rise to conscious symptoms. I Actually, consciousness is not anything different from matter. Some people talk about it. The modern scientists, they don't accept the existence of soul. The modern science doesn't accept the existence of consciousness. They just think it is only matter, a different state of matter. So they start thinking that we are going to create consciousness by using material elements. And they thought and they learned everything what is there in the cell. And then they tried to create a cell which is alive. They say, one thing is missing, everything is there. What is that missing link? It is consciousness. They don't know that you cannot create life from chemicals. So this is the understanding the scientists have. They think that chemicals combination leads to consciousness. No. It is a soul which is non-material substance which emanates a light called consciousness which makes us feel and experience different emotions. The third proof of the existence of the soul. Now let us go to the fourth proof of the existence of the soul. Some people would only believe scientists. Let us see what the scientists are talking about the soul. The scientists, they talk about two kinds of phenomena. That is near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences. So what is this near-death experience? Near-death experience means there are so many instances where people are almost dead, practically declared dead also. They came back to life somehow and they narrated some experiences. They are known as near-death experiences. In these near-death experiences, there are many people who experience them. And then they say that for time being we had gone out of the body somewhere and experienced something and came back. And very amazingly, all their experiences were similar. And more amazing is that their experiences were matching to the descriptions of hell. That they had gone to hell, they had gone to a place where there was very hot sand, you were running on it and you were suffering like anything. People were running behind, torturing them. Who went there? The body is still lying there. Who went? Who experienced? These are known as near-death experiences. And there are some called out-of-body experiences. What are they? Some operations. There are some serious operations which happen. It takes 14 to 15 hours of operation, open heart surgery, etc. About 14% of the cases were of open heart surgeries. In the medical journals, it has been written that the patient, when he is there on the operation table, the doctor gives him anesthesia. He is supposed to be unconscious. But after the entire operation got over, the patient, when he came back to consciousness, he told the doctor all his experiences. He could narrate every incident which is happening in the operation theater. He told the doctor, "My dear doctor, I saw you cutting my chest like this, doing this thing." The doctors were shocked. How is it so that this person is supposed to be unconscious? And how this person knows everything? And this person told, "I went out of the body. I could see my body lying there from a point distant away from the body. And everything I could perceive what's happening in the operation theater." Who went out of the body? It is a soul. That shows that there is soul which is within the body, which cannot be seen, which is beyond the body. But because of the presence of soul, all the activities of the body are made possible. So this is the fourth proof of the existence of soul. And let us see the fifth proof of the existence of soul. What is the fifth proof? People may say, oh, these are all scientists are telling, but I should experience that there is soul. Every one of us, they experience, we all experience a phenomenon called dreams. In the dreams, what we do? We see some strange things. We meet some people whom we have never met in this life. In our dreams, we sometimes even speak a language which we don't know. In our dreams, we go to a place where we have never been in this life. So where are all these feelings coming from? Where are all these impressions coming from? All these impressions are coming from the previous life experiences. So that shows that there is a previous life. And we are coming from a previous body to this body, carrying all the impressions to this body. There is one professor named Ian Stevenson. He has written a book named 2000 Cases of Reincarnation Verified and Proved. In that book, he has written many stories, not just stories, stories which are claims of reincarnation, and they are verified and proved. He goes to the extent of going to the checking the medical records or the government records, and then they are published in that book. There is a story of a small little Bengali girl called Mini. She was always thinking, talking about a village and insisting her father, please take me to that village. I want to go there. And she used to talk them, tell the names of those people whom she wanted to meet. So one day the father took this small little girl to that village. When the vehicle entered the village, she started showing the directions. Take a right turn, take a left turn like this. And ultimately they landed at the place where she told, stop here. And she got down from the vehicle, and very happily she was about to enter the house. There was no door, there was a wall there. The people who were staying in the house, they came out and told that earlier there was a door here. After the death of our daughter-in-law, we closed the door and made a wall there. So then this girl went inside and she could recognize everyone and tell the names and could tell some incidences which happened in the house. She went and opened the cupboard and could see and recognize the saris which are there. She went to the mother of this life and told, please cook this thing, he likes it very much. It's a real story. How did she come to know all these things? And she was a daughter-in-law who expired and took birth in the form of a small daughter in this life. That shows there is a previous life. If there is a previous life, that means there is something which has been carried forward from the previous body to this body. What is the thing which came from the previous body to this body? It is the soul. In the previous body, the soul gathered all the sanskars and then it was brought to this body. You may say, what is the proof that we had a previous life? Two children are born at the same time. One child is very naughty, other child is very good. Why? What is the difference? The difference is one child in the previous life got good sanskars another child did not have good sanskars, that is a problem. So, previous life is a fact. The very fact that there is a previous life is the proof that there will be a future life too. After this body, I'll go to another body. So what is the thing which is carried forward from this body to another body? Soul. So this is the proof of existence of soul. This is the fifth proof of the existence of soul. In the past life. Till now we discussed about the five kinds of the proof of existence of soul. The first proof is by common sense. The second proof, by intuitive understanding. Prabhupada asking the child, this is my pen, so there is a distinction between me and my pen. If this is my body, there is a distinction between me and my body. Third proof, the presence of consciousness. I am able to experience pleasure and pain. That is the proof that there is something called soul which makes us experience this. The fourth proof is out-of-body experiences and near experiences. Ultimately, the fifth proof is the past life memories. Until now, we have proved that something called soul exists. Now we have to know, what is this soul all about? Before trying to know what is this soul, we will try to understand the anatomy of our body. When you see your friend or mother or father or anyone, you are looking at me, what comprises this body? In medical science, there is one subject called anatomy, where the different parts of the body are segregated and shown. This is kidney, this is heart. And what is the Vedic anatomy? Let us see. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in anybody's existence, there are 10 things. We are made up of 10 things actually. What are they? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Mind, intelligence and false ego. Soul and the super soul. These are the 10 things. In the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhumi Rabanalo Vayan Kamana Buddhivacha Hamkaramitiyame Vinna Prakutashada Aparemitaswanyam Prakritim Vidime Param Jivuta Mahabhavo Hedam Dharite Jagat. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, soul and the super soul, these are the 10 things. Within these 10 things, there are two distinct categories. One is the material body, other is the spiritual body. The material body is made up of these 8 things. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Bhautik sharir jo hai, prithvi, jal, agni, vayu, akash, man, buddhi, ahankar, namak, 8 vastuon se bana hai. But beyond this material body, there is a soul and a super soul. Atma paramatma e bhautik sharir se pare hai. In total, there are 10 things. The spiritual body made up of soul and a super soul, and the material body made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Let us see and analyze this material body. This material body is made up of, just now told, 8 elements. Within those 8 elements, there are 2 distinct categories. What are they? The gross material body and the subtle material body. The gross material body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Sthula bhautik sharir panch mahabhuton se bana hai. Prithvi, jal, agni, vayu, akash. This is the gross body or the gross material body. And there is one more, the subtle material body made up of mind, intelligence and false ego. That is the subtle body. There is gross body and there is subtle body. Both are material. To have a better understanding of what this gross body and subtle body are, we'll try to understand or compare it with the computer. In the computer, there are two things. One is the hardware, another is the software. The hardware can be compared to the gross material body, or earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, and earth, water, fire, air, ether. The subtle body can be compared to mind, intelligence, and false ego. The subtle body is called subtle because it cannot be perceived by gross senses. For example, mind. Can you say how big is your mind? How many kilos is your mind? You cannot say. Somebody told me, my mind is very heavy. How many kilos? It's very absurd to say that. It cannot be measured by any material means or gross material means. But still it is material. Software, the computer, cannot be measured by length and breadth. You may say the CD contains the software, but how many kilos is the software? We cannot measure. Software is sukshma, subtle. The hardware is gross. So the gross body can be compared to the hardware of the computer. The subtle body can be compared to the software of the computer. There is a distinct difference between the brain and the mind. Many people think brain is the mind and the mind is the brain. The modern medicine, they don't have understanding of the mind also, what to speak of soul. The modern medicine, they think the brain and the mind both are same. Though they have two branches of study of called neurology, and which deals with the brain, and psychology, which deals with the mind. But still there is no clear idea what is this mind. Still they are related to the brain only. There is a distinction between the brain and the mind. Mind is also material. Brain is also material. But brain is gross matter. Mind is subtle matter. Sukshma sharira. So, this confusion between the brain and the mind exists within the modern scientists. Now, let us try to understand what is this mind? What is the subtle body? The mind is compared to a river in which thoughts are flowing. Generally the river water flows. But mind is a river in which thoughts are flowing. There are so many thoughts. Good, bad, ugly, and all kinds of thoughts are flowing in our mind, in the river of our mind. But it is the intelligence which is beyond the mind which is supposed to pick the right thought. The definition of intelligence is the capacity within someone by which we are able to discriminate between good and bad, right and wrong, profitable, non-profitable, etc., etc. The capacity to discriminate is called intelligence. The intelligence is also another aspect of the soft body, soft, subtle body. And beyond the intelligence is false ego. What is this false ego? Vitya ahankara, ahankara. This ahankara is very, very subtle. It is very difficult to understand, but we will just try to give you some glimpse of what this ahankara is. Sometimes you get a sleep. Very nice sleep. You don't even know when you get up, where you are, when did you sleep, what is the time. You don't even just know who you are also. You're completely lost, no consciousness. gradually something triggers, oh, I am man, I am the owner of this house, I am this, I am doctor, engineer. So there is something which triggers the thought that I am, that identity, that's called falsity. The thing which reminds you that I am so and so, that's called false ego. So you have mind, intelligence, false ego. This is a subtle body. The grass body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So these are the two distinct categories within the material elements. But beyond the mind, there is something called soul. The soul, beyond the subtle body there is soul. What is the soul? The soul is spiritual in nature. The soul produces a current called consciousness which flows through the subtle body and the grass body and makes the body function. In the computer you have the hardware and the software. But the computer will only work when there is electricity which is flowing through that. So what is that electricity by which this body is able to function? It is consciousness. And where is that consciousness coming from? It is coming from the soul, which can be compared to a plug point in our knowledge of the computer setup. So the electricity named consciousness, it flows through the grass in the subtle body and makes this body look as if it is alive. And beyond this soul, there is super soul. There is a distinction between the mind and the soul, as much as there is a distinction between the brain and the mind. The modern philosophers and the Buddhists, they think the mind and the brain are one and the same. The mind is the brain and the brain is the mind. No. Brain and mind are totally different from each other. The modern Buddhistic scholars and modern philosophers, they think the mind and the soul are same. No, there is a distinction between the mind and the soul. The mind is subtle matter. It is material. Soul is spiritual. And there are some kind of philosophers who think the soul and the super soul are same. No. There is a distinction between the soul and the super soul. There are two distinct things. The soul is like a plug point and the super soul is like the generator which gives all the electricity. But one thing is common, both are electrical in nature. The soul and the super soul, both are spiritual. But though both are spiritual, the super soul is Vibhu. It is a generator from where all the souls are getting their consciousness. The soul can be compared to the plug point. In this way, our body can be compared to a computer setup. The grass body to the hardware of the computer, the subtle body to the software of the computer, the electricity to the consciousness, the soul to be the plug point, and the super soul to be the generator. To have a better idea of what we are talking, let us talk about the incidents which everybody has to face, but nobody wants to think about it. What is it? Everybody has to face. You cannot avoid it. You are very afraid about hearing that thing, about that incident. It is death. What happens at the time of death? It is this. At the time of death, the soul leaves this body and goes to another body. But while the soul is leaving this body, it doesn't leave alone. The soul is encaged by the subtle body. That means the mind, intelligence and false ego covers the soul and takes the soul from one grass body to another grass body. So what is left over here when somebody expires? What is left over? The gross body is lying. The subtle body is the same which has been carried forward for many lifetimes. I changed the gross body. Not only the soul is the same, it is the subtle body is also the same which is coming from the previous lifetimes. The subtle body, which is made up of mind, intelligence, false ego, becomes the storehouse of all the impressions named sanskars. Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you talk about, there is an impression in the mind, and the same mind is carried to the next life. That is why some children, they are having good sanskars from the previous life, and some children don't. That is why some are very good and some are very naughty. That shows that there is the gross body. The subtle body encages the soul and takes it to the another body. What does the super soul do? It directs the soul to go to a particular kind of body called its karma. Now, we have spoken so much about the body, subtle body, but the subject is soul. So now, what is the nature of the soul? The first and foremost quality of the nature of the soul is that it is shashvata, it is eternal. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanamuyaha ajoritya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Kadachit means never. Never was a soul born. Never were we born. Na jayate. So if you are never born, you will never die. Na mriyate kadachit. Nayam bhutva. Nor it has happened in the past. Vana bhavita. What is going to happen in the future? Vana bhuya. Nor it's happening now. Ajo nityaha. The soul is aja. Aja means ajanma. It's not born. Nitya means it is permanent, eternal. Shashatoyam, it is permanent. Nahanyati hanyamane sharire. When the death happens, I don't die. When the body dies, I don't die. Just imagine what a wonderful philosophy it is. The greatest fear in this world is death. And Krishna says you will never die. In this world, everybody is talking about death only. So many people died, so many people were killed. But Krishna says, nobody can be killed. Because the soul is the real identity of the person. When he forgets and then thinks that I am the body, then the body is subject to death. So, that is the first and foremost quality of the soul. That is eternal. Second quality of the soul, it is sat-chit, conscious. It is making us experience different things, feelings, emotions are there. It is because of what? Because of the presence of soul. Ananda. Ananda means the third quality of the soul is happiness, bliss. By nature, the soul is blissful. So blissful that just forgets. I am happy. I am the soul. The forgetfulness that I am not this body, I am soul, is the cause of misery. Our foolishness is trying to get some happiness from somewhere else outside and put it inside. My happiness is in the TV. Let me take that, extract the happiness from the TV and put it in my mind. My happiness is in this restaurant. And my happiness is in this person. And my happiness is in doing that. Actually, bliss or happiness is nowhere. It is within yourself. It is like trying to search happiness everywhere. It is like trying to search your watch everywhere, when you just say, oh, where is my watch? And you find it is here on your wrist. The soul is blissful in nature. So, it can be compared, our pursuit for happiness will be compared to that of a Kasturi Mruga. There is a deer, Kasturi Mruga. Musk deer. From its body, its wonderful fragrance comes. And this foolish deer is thinking, where is this fragrance coming from? Thinks, oh, it's coming from here. Let me run. It starts running towards the place where all the fragrance is coming from. This foolish deer doesn't understand it's coming from its own body. It runs faster and faster and faster and tries to find out where this fragrance is coming from. It is thinking, I am nearing the place where the fragrance is coming from, because the more it runs, the more fragrance comes from its body. This foolish deer runs everywhere and then just dies at one place. That's our story. We are running here and there, trying to search happiness in that restaurant, this place, this person, in that place, this place. Oh, I'll go to the picnic, I'll go to that place and then enjoy. But it is like this Kasturi Mruga, running everywhere to find where is the happiness, and it doesn't understand it is within himself. We are so foolish that we run so many places to find happiness, but we forget it is within you. Just start looking within yourself. So, understanding I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is the beginning of knowledge. And this one line, I am not this body, I am spirit soul, has got, is a solution for all the problems in this world. You name a problem in this world, it has got its solution in this one line. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Name racial problem, black and white, soul is neither black or white. The caste problem, the soul is neither Brahmin nor not this, not that. The financial problem is because the accumulation of wealth, because the greed of few people in this world, the greed is there because they think I am the body. So the solution to all the problems in this world is in this one line. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Sare samasyaon ka samadhan ek line mein hai. Main sharir nahi hu, main atma hu. Lack of this understanding make us consider so many problems as important. I got financial problem, I got this family problem, I got mental problem, I got physical problem. All these problems are not a problem at all. The real problem is, I don't know Bhagavad Gita. The real problem is, I'm now 35, 40, 50. I don't know a single verse of Bhagavad Gita. I don't know the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. That is the problem. When you understand the real problem, automatically there is a solution to all other problems. It is like a person who was very much interested in trying to buy a Benz car. But he was not so rich. For 15 years he worked hard, collected every penny he saved, and he got that much of money so that he could buy a car. One day, he took the check and gave to the company and bought his Benz car. He was so happy to drive it, but the happiness did not last long, as the car met with an accident on his way back home. Somehow he got saved, and he could see the car was completely smashed by the truck. Then he started shouting at the truck wala, I'll kill you, I'll do this, I'll take it to the police station. You see, because of you, this car is completely damaged. The truck wala told, my dear sir, we'll talk about this later. First get into my truck is completely okay. I'll take you to the hospital. He says, no, why should you come to the hospital? I'll take you to the police station. The truck wala told, no, you require, you need to come to the hospital. He said, why? The truck wala told, please look at your hand. And this person saw His hand was cut off and this piece had gone somewhere and fell, fallen into somewhere else. The blood was oozing out of his body, his hand. And he saw, he became so angry. He took all and told, now I'll definitely kill you. Because of you, I lost my watch also. Just see. His hand is cut off. Blood is oozing out. He is not worried about it. He is worried about what? The car. He is worried about the watch. If he has his hand, he can buy another car. He can buy another watch. But he is more concerned about the watch. He is concerned about the car, not about his cut off hand. That is the problem with every one of us. We are concerned about so many problems, but the real problem is, I don't know Bhagavad Gita. Like a child. Oh, he's crying, India lost the cricket match. Oh, he's saying, he told this thing. He's crying for all these things. But the real cry is, next week exams are starting, I've not studied anything. When you identify the real problem, that becomes a solution to all other problems. What is the real problem? I have not understood. I am not this body and spirit soul. Lack of self-realization is the problem. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, from the second chapter, 11th verse to the 30th verse, in so many different ways, he just says that you are not this body, you are spirit soul. But our attachment to the body makes us so horrible that when somebody is dying, he says, oh, at the time of death, let my soul go away, but I want to be here. But it is foolish then to say, my soul leaves the body. No. It is not that the my soul leaves the body. It is I, the soul, who leave this body. My soul doesn't leave at the time of death. It is I, the soul, who leave this body and go to another body. There is a distinction between me and my body. So at that time I can see I am leaving this body and all the body related things. That is why self-realization is very important. Not having self-realization is a source, is the cause of the other problems. And self-realization is a solution to all the problems. So no self-realization is the cause of all problems. Self-realization is a solution to all the problems. What is self-realization? To understand, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So today we understood about the soul. Tomorrow we will discuss about Ishwara, God. The proof of existence of soul, of God. And also we will discuss about why there are different religions. And also the necessity of accepting God in our life. So we stop here now. The children are waiting to show you a wonderful drama. A program in this place for the next few days, today is the second day, the next 5 days is as follows. Every day morning we have children program where songs are taught, Vaishnava bhajans are taught to children, 7 to 9:30. Evening 4 to 6 we have competition. Tomorrow is a drawing competition. You can encourage all your children to take part, but you have to bring your own pad and your own pencils or other drawing instruments, painting instruments. And 6 o'clock we have Bhagavad Katha. 7:30 we have presentation with the children who so wonderfully participated in our children program for the summer camp for so many days. And again at 8 o'clock we have Bhagavad Gita course continued from today. 9:30 we have drama. It is so interesting to note that the children are so actively participating in all these things. And they are so engrossed in thinking of Krishna. We should stay for these programs and appreciate their endeavor to present what they have learned, by which they become Krishna conscious, and in this way they are making us also Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.